Man, so here we is. Here we show is in Rome after all this here time, winning all that money in the horse and racing. Here we is. It sure is some wild-looking scenery. Yes, it sure is. Look at that place over there. See, what's that? That place over there, some look like some big-time contract, you know, big cat. He gonna build a place in marble, you see, and he get halfway through and the poor cat run out of loot. So, man, what's the matter with you? Don't you dig what that is? That's Nero's pad, Jack. That's Nero pad? Who's he? Man, you don't know who Nero is? Let me hip you that Nero was one of the wildest, gonest, freakiest studs that ever stomped through the pages of history. He's the kind of a cat that balled up a big swinging main day breeze all the time. And the chicks was jumping and the juice was flying and the band was blowing and Nero having himself a fine time continued. Yeah, that's the kind of cat he is. And you see what I mean when Nero get swanging along so good and having so much fun that he can't hardly stand it, and he gets his kicks warehouse so full of kicks there ain't no more place to put no more kicks in, then he poor cat gets hung. You see, but that don't bug him too much because he just whip out his scratch pad, which the cat always carried with him, and he scratch on the pad. He say, ooh, baba doo, you with me, I'm with you. And he show it to his head, Petar and Stud, and this here big stud, he take and he look at it and say, man, dig what this genius done put down. This cat is pushing Shakespeare. Up go Nero, man. He feel very mellow indeed. If it don't get it with the first one, he knock off three or four more till he's really right. But there was a cat one day fell into Nero's bad palace, and he said, what you saying, Nero? And he said, everything's cool. What's with you? He said, well, everything's fine. He said, give him a cake. You know how Nero is, always going out there. He said, that's right. He said, hey, Nero. I said, what is it, baby? He says, about them Christian cats. He said, man, Nero said, don't bug me with them Christians. Would you please not? He said, man, I'm a happy party cat. I don't want to hear about no Christian, Jack. I done told you 22 times, don't bug me with the Christians. Let them cats goof off any way they want it. That I don't mess with them. You see what I mean? I'm trying to get... They ain't as far out as I is they? No. Well, he said, that's what they say now. He said, you think you're cool with the Christians. He said, don't bug me with them, please. He said, yeah, but he said, Nero, you don't know what them Christians is putting down about you. He said, what them Christians putting down about me? He said, them Christian cats saying that you ain't nowhere, you ain't gonna be nowhere, and you couldn't be anywhere because you is nowhere in front. Nero says, snatch them Christians. I'll go to Christian snatchers. And then they go over hill and dale, pulling the big one in, chasing them down this lane and chasing them down that lane. And with the nets and the sacks, getting all the Christians. And hey, Jack, get that big one over there. That's why I put them running them. The Christians are going and jumping all over the place. And finally, they get them all stashed together and put them down this big palladium operating ball game field where they're going to play. Because Nero got a very hip stage, man. Just done hipped him already. If he snatches enough of them, then they're going to put on a big game with him. See, we're going to put a show in. Nero say, well, that's killing me, Jack. I said, you know, I'll blow with a great big show. And so the stage manager stashed them all down long towards the end. You see them in and they played them where they can get through the cats easy for the games and the show, like to get the cues and all, you know. So everything is going fine. And here come Nero wailing down here with the chicks on his arms and the band is playing the jazz and he's got his royal jewels all hung on him and swinging down and he sit down and this here royal swang and thorn him. Boom, the fanfare jump off. Door open in the arena, and out come a chick about 6'2". She got the long blonde hair, is screaming out behind in the long wave. She's doing about 192 miles an hour right across the arena. She gets about halfway in the middle, and bong, another door open, and wham, out come a great big line about four times the size of a blowed up bull. And this cat's knocking door 42 feet in the air. And this chick look back and see him coming. Man, she's taking him near as a man. Look at that chick blow. She's going like a mad dick daddy. She's going so fast and funny, she up the wall. She just missed the top by 6 inches. And Nero said, knock a golden spike where that chick blew. He said, man, that chick could do some traveling. He said, boss, why you were chasing all these chicks all over the field like this? Let me look at some of these here chicks. See what's going on here. Say, that chick put down some action. That's more than you chicks in this court's been doing lately. And Nero bugging them a little bit, you know, he's the king anyway, see. Well, everything going on fine, Nero dig this mad game and say, hey, he said, look at that, look at them four horses. Trying to snatch that big fat cat apart out there. Go, boy, go, go, go. They can't make it. He holding another 5 minutes. I'm going to give that cat a pass. He coming on and put his side of there. And they're balling, making soup out of the cushion. And they got him on the rack and this way and that way. And it's carrying on. And Nero having a ball. But about 5 days later, Nero called his stage manager in and he say, "Man, what is you doing with me?" He said, "You giving me the same show every night." He said, "Well, Nero," I said, "I don't want to hear no talk." I said, "Jack, make a change, make it quick." The cat cut out. And just as he cut out that night, there was wham, come 5,000 slaves after Nero was gone into the palladium, this big football field. They got 5,000 crosses. They dig 5,000 holes. They put the 5,000 crosses in the holes. They dig 5,000 faggots at the bottom of the crosses. And the 5,000 slaves standing there with a great big burning faggot in their hand, ready to knock the fire on them faggots and light up the cross. And on the cross, there's 5,000 Christians. From two to two, let's spin to the cross. So that night when Nero comes swanging on in there with his cavalcade of chicks and so on and so forth, and he falls down into his big chair seat and boom, the fanfare jump off. Five thousand slaves come down with these 5,000 torches and lit up the 5,000 crosses, and 5,000 Christians start to wail up the biggest bees you ever heard. And he was a man, he said, "Look at this, let them chicks wail out there." He said, "Ain't this crazy, ain't this gone, ain't this wild?" He said, "Man," he said, "it's sure." I said, "I told you all that boy needed was a little boost. He's a good man, he knows what he's doing. He's a man." As a matter of fact, Nero was so hooked with what he see jumping off out there, he wanted to get in his chariot, you see what I mean, and dive down between the lanes of the crosses, you see, because Nero was reaching way out there anyway to get his vicarious ideas, see what I mean? But the head praetorian starts say, he say, "Look, Daddy," he say, "I won't tell you your business, Jack." He say, "You're Nero." He say, "That's right, I'm Nero." Well, he said, "If I was you, I wouldn't go down there amongst them crosses, you see, because," he says, "the populace is down there." And he said, "You just boy in the town down last Wednesday, Daddy-O, and them cats have been sleeping in shoeboxes and shelves and holes in the wall, and ever since, and them cats are very solid with you indeed." He said, "I won't tell you what to do," but Nero said, "Get the chat!" So, bam, here come Nero. And he got the golden reins in his hand and the golden symbol upon his head and the three chicks hanging on to each arm telling him what a great cat he is. And he's riding down between these crosses and you can hear the horses swinging and the jingle of the bells and all the madness is going on. And Nero is freaked up in his mind. He's getting kicks out clean out of this child world. And he's carrying on like madness is bubbling with that mad, mad movement. And the three chair cars is following behind him with his buddy cats in him. You see what I mean? In the third chair car, there was a cat wasn't riding, he was walking. His name was Ubapilap, and he was a very bad cat indeed. He was the kind of a cat went over with a little juice session with one of his friends and invited him over. "Come on over, Daddy, we'd drink up a little juice and everything would be cool." He said, "That's fine." So this Ubapilap went over to this cat's pad, and in the middle of the juice party, they done run out of juice, and the cat swung around the corner to pick up another fifth. And while he was gone, this here Ubapilap done burned his pad down and sold his family into slavery. Just one of them little old Sunday afternoon crisscrosses, you know what I mean? And a little bit later, this big cat that got crisscrossed with two bigger cats than he was, they found this little Ubapilap, you see what I mean, in the corner where he couldn't get away, and the big stud wanted to lower the boom on him. But the big cat that got cross, he say, "Let the cat go, he's a square. He don't know what he's doing anyway. Let him go, tell the cat to blow, that's all. Just get him on the side, you see what I mean?" So Ubapilap, he's a very bad cat, like I explained to you. And he came there, as I say, right, he's stomping every bit of the way. And he's trying to look someplace where he can clarify a soul and see one spark of light jumping up. But he can't look no place, because there ain't no place like that to look. Because every time he looks, he sees something bad, and he feels very bad indeed. Ooh, he's got a strain on him, and all of a sudden he feels, something pulling and pulling and pulling on his neck and turning his neck around, and it finally, whipped it around, boom, and pulled it up, and he looked up there and there on the cross. He see this great big cat that he done crossed so many times before. And he stuck up there, and Ubapilap can't move. He said he's trying to get away. He's trying to turn this way. He's trying to turn that way. He can't turn no way, because this big cat's eyes is born right down into him. And finally, Ubapilap can't stand it no more. And he look up at the big cat, and he falls down on his knees, and he say, "In Christ's name, forgive me." And the big cat, just as his beard was catching on fire, say, "Everything's cool, baby." Say, said, don't worry about it, baby. Say, we take catch it later down the line. Now, when he laid that line for the third time on Ubabalab and Dunfo gave him, that was too strong for Uba. First thing he did, he jumped 22 feet in the air. He come swinging down doing the Mexican tailspin and the Japanese ab-ab-ab-ab, and he turning and twisting and doing them cartwheels and all kinds of crazy things. Finally, his 2 feet, boom, hit the earth solid. And when it did, he pointed at Nero and he say, there's the burner of Rome. And Nero turned around and said, man, he said, who's that big mouth back there? Say, get that guy, check on that boy, call the guards here.